WJTL, Zach Williams, this Christmas. Good morning to you and happy Thursday. Liam in front of you, 704.
If you believe in the mission of WJTL, we invite you to support us today by making your end of the year donation. You can send your contribution to WJTL directly, 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, PA 17545, or conveniently donate online. We can do that now, WJTL.com. Your generous support is vital in keeping WJTL on the air, allowing us to minister to listeners in our community and around the world 24 hours a day. We want to thank you so much for your partnership and commitment to this ministry.
One of our favorite people in the whole world with us today, Tyler Hoover of Servant Stage. Good morning to you, Tyler.
Good morning, Fred. You're too kind.
We love having you here. You've got to tell a story about this hat. I know, because it goes with what you do. Tell us about your hat.
All right.
That's a beautiful hat, by the way.
Thank you. Yes. Wore a hat in today that caught Fred's eye. But yes, he asked, and I had to share the story of it was... It's a Newsies hat based on my childhood obsession with Newsies, and loved the Disney film. And my dear mother bought me a Newsies hat, and it's been serving me strong for 25
since you were
years.
Nine. That's and it's a great shape.
Yeah, it is. It's really held up well.
And I love quality. That it's your love of the Newsies.
Absolutely,
because you wear it like it means something to you, and I love that.
I don't know how I pulled that off, but I'll take it.
Tell us about Servant Stage.
Servant Stage is a local nonprofit theater company based here in Lancaster with a mission to make outstanding musical and theatrical experiences available and accessible to everyone in our community. And so we identified that two of the main inhibitors for people from getting to experience live theater is the cost and location. Maybe they can't get out to wherever the theater is.
Right.
And so we aim to fix those things by taking our shows out into the community to 50 plus venues a year to bring theater to the people wherever they are across Lancaster County and beyond. And then we offer every show as pay what you will. So removing the cost inhibitor as well, so people can come, bring their families, enjoy a great show, and experience the benefit to a community that only experiencing live theater and art together can bring.
And speaking of coming to a community and a place near you, you're going to be right here at the Junction Center.
I am. I'm going to be very familiar with the Junction Center this weekend.
Tell us about Christmas Crooners.
So Christmas Crooners is an original review show that we created just this year as a hat tip, an homage of sorts to some of the great crooners of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. So you think Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
I mean, names that are almost synonymous with Christmas at this point and have so much nostalgia for people. And wanted to create a show really trying to get at the heart of their style, not just musically, but even just as entertainers. There was something really unique about how those folks engaged a crowd, engaged a room.
Oh, whenever I'm listening to Christmas music this time of year, like if I'm going to listen to something like Nat King Cole, and you listen to that voice and you just go, that's amazing how he can connect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing you're trying to capture.
Yeah, it's really a more simple form of entertaining. I mean, so often if you go back and watch their concerts or even their Christmas specials, there are some great Christmas specials.
There are some great Christmas specials.
It's an entertainer and a mic and just a connection and sort of a simple, elegant charm that they had.
Yeah.
And so we really tried to get at that with our cast of highlighting that style of entertaining.
Yeah.
But then also looked at their vocal style and said, we're not doing impersonations here. We don't want you to be Bing Crosby because you can't.
You can't.
But how can we look at their vocal styles and say, what can you pull and adapt and incorporate into your instrument? And the cast really engaged with that musically and on the entertainment front. And it was really magical to see what came of it. And I think we've got a whole nother round of crooners.
So how do you pick the songs that fit the Christmas crooner theme?
I mean, some of it comes down to arrangement. I mean, we've got a handful of songs in this show. We do some of the classics, like we have an original arrangement of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. But it's in more of a swing style. It just kind of fits the vibe of that era and what people would expect of that kind of smooth jazz kind of sound. But then also just finding songs that it's already right there. I think one of the first songs that I picked for the show was Man with the Bag. I don't know if people are familiar with that song.
Yeah.
But it's a song that we've never done in any of our original reviews, which that was also something I was looking for and trying to find what are songs that folks haven't heard in our shows at this point.
Yeah.
And there was a fair number, you know, we were able to incorporate in there. And so folks will get to hear some of those more secular hits and classics, but also a lot of the sacred comes in. We always like to weave everything back to the heart of Christmas, the story of Christmas, so folks get to hear that.
Sure.
And weave a lot of the traditional carols in there as well. And so it's a great opportunity for the whole family.
So in addition to being a full-time dad, steering Servant Stage, you also are one of the crooners.
I'm not.
You're not? I thought you were.
I'm not in the show.
Somebody
this time
told
around.
Me you were in the show
oh,
this time.
You were misled, my friend. I'm wow. so sorry.
That's
no,
okay.
I wish I could be. but no, I had a lot of fun being on the creative team for the show.
Yeah.
Helping to create and put it together with just such a great collaborative creative team.
Yeah.
It's always a unique challenge, a unique opportunity to get to create something from the ground up. And so just kudos and hats off to the production team and the entire cast for the way that they jumped in and were willing to come and work and play and really create something together.
True that. Yes. So who are the crooners? Tell us, are they folks we know from the community?
There will definitely be some familiar faces, especially for Servant Stage audiences.
Yes.
It's a 7-person cast, and it's double and triple cast in some okay. some parts
yeah.
to cover all the shows, because we've
sure.
been touring now since November 8th.
Oh, wow.
And had shows
okay.
pretty much every day.
Yeah.
We actually, the last 2 days were our first 3 show days. We were in 3 different places across the county each
oh, man.
Day.
Yeah.
And so it'd be too long to rattle off the whole list now, but some incredible performers and even more so incredible people.
People we'll know from Servant Stage Pass.
Absolutely.
Past. Awesome.
Yes, indeed. And all that's on our website too. If you want to go check out who's in the cast, read all about them, it's on our website.
So it's happening this weekend right here at the Junction Center.
Yep. We're finally landing after touring for weeks.
Yep.
We kick off our featured weekends starting here at the Junction Center. We'll be here Friday through Sunday this weekend. Friday night, 2 shows on Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. And then next weekend, we're over at the Alliance Church. And then we close out with a final weekend at the Ware Center downtown.
Oh,
and in
that's
between,
cool.
Yeah, it's
have
great.
You done that before?
We have.
Yeah,
been
I
over
love
there
that.
Ware a few times. Yeah,
yeah
it's been
I love
really
that.
Nice. And then we continue to tour in between those featured weekends as well. So
All
those shows are on our website.
I love it. Check it out. Servantstage.org. We'll talk more with Tyler coming up. More music too. Mercy Me next.